He said, Bizvina Mitzia. I tell you, our Mishnah's talking about a medium type of a thing that you sell. It's not so hard to sell, and it's not so easy to sell. It's called a Zvina Mitzia, a middle class thing to sell. Or the Shmuel, where the Shmuel say his Chiddush, that the one that buys it, he's the one that's gaining on the deal, he's the one that has the enjoyment, that's Bizvina Harifa. That's where it's a very good sale. Where it's something everybody wants to buy it, then we say it's not called the Meichel that's having the enjoyment, because it's nothing to sell it. But rather the one that buys it, he's called having the enjoyment. So where does Shmuel say the Lakeach, the one that buys it, is having the enjoyment, that he's like a Shemesh Shoal, and therefore if an Einus happens, he's Chayiv, that's where he bought something that's very hot, that's easy to sell. So therefore the Lakeach, the one that buys it, is having the enjoyment. So even if you buy it Shavah to Shavah with a real price, still it's called the Lakeach, the one that's buying it, is having the enjoyment. But our Mishnah, that's Mashma, that Shavah to Shavah is always Asar. When you buy or sell at the real price, it's called both of them as having enjoyment. That's called by Yizvini Mitzia, a middle class thing to sell. When you sell something that's not so easy and not so hard, it's considered both of them are having enjoyment. The one that's selling it, the Meicher, is having enjoyment because he knows it's not the easiest thing to sell. And the one that buys it is also having enjoyment because it's not the easiest thing to buy. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. A Zvina Mitzia. Therefore, at no way can you buy or sell at the real price. Because any time you buy or sell it at its real price, it's called both of them are having enjoyment. The seller and the buyer. So if you made a neder that you can't have enjoyment from somebody else, so you're not allowed to buy it at its real price. Because its real price is called you're having enjoyment. And you can't sell it at its real price. Because it's also called you're having enjoyment. So therefore, you have to buy either higher or lower, both cases. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kabbas to Shmuel. I'll bring your proof to Shmuel's case, that in the case where you're buying something that's hot stuff, that's easy to sell, it's considered that the Lakeach, the one that's buying it, is having the enjoyment. We learn like this, HaLakeach Kelim and Atager. If somebody goes down to the factory, to the man that makes the silver, the Kelim, and he buys pottery, L'shagrin l'beis chamav, he wants to send his shver, his father-in-law, present. So he buys these kelim to send to his father-in-law. So Yomalo, and he tells the dealer like this, if my father-in-law is going to be happy with these set of dishes, then I'll pay you for them. In other words, right now I'm taking this set of dishes and I'm not going to pay you yet. I'm honest, I'm telling you right now, I'm sending it for a present to my father-in-law. So if he accepts it, very good, I'll pay you for it. Let's say he does not accept it, so I want to be able to return it. Then I'll pay you money also, but I'll only pay you according to how much enjoyment I had out of this. In other words, when the father-in-law, even if he refuses the set of dishes, like he says, I have this set already, or I don't like this color, but he's still going to like you very much. Like he's maketoyv, he sees that you think about him, and he sees that you wanted to send him a present. That's called teivas hanoah. There's a certain value in that your father-in-law is going to like you now. So for the fact that the dealer let you take this set of dishes to send it to your father-in-law, even if it's going to be returned, you're still gaining on the deal. So therefore, you tell him, I'll pay you for this enjoyment that I have, that my father-in-law is going to like me because he sees that I want to send him presents. Now, in such a case, what's the law? It says, Nemsel v'alicha. Let's say while you're taking the set of dishes to your father-in-law, again, you didn't pay for it yet, but you just have the rights to buy it, is chayiv. We see if an einus happens, you're chayiv. She's a riot to Shmuel. That when the lakeach takes it, the buyer takes it, it's called the buyer is having the enjoyment. And therefore the buyer is chayiv v'achri yuson. It's chayiv v'nenso. The chazor, let's say once the father-in-law says no, he doesn't want it. So now the buyer is not going to buy it anymore. Now he's just returning it. So now it's not called he has enjoyment. Because he knows he's not going to buy it anymore. Therefore we say potter. He's potter if an einus happens, if an accident happens. Because at most it's called like he's getting paid for the work that he's doing. It's not called kol hanor shaloi. He's not like a show, like he's borrowing something, because he knows he's not going to use it. But I call upon him on the way when he's going to his father-in-law, then it's considered like he has all the enjoyment in the world, because he's thinking of buying it. So then if an accident happens, he's chayiv. So So that's the proof to Shmuel that when you buy something, even if you didn't pay for it yet, it's called you have the enjoyment, and it's like in your Rishus, you're like a Shem, a Shol now, and if an Oinus happens, you're Chayiv. Another case is like this. What about Tahu Sasira? That means an in-between man. We call this wholesaler. The Shoko Charmelis Runi. He took a donkey from a man that has donkeys. He's the in-between man. He goes to an owner of a donkey and says, give it to me, because I want to sell this donkey. Now, V'loy Izvin, and he doesn't sell it, is so he buys it only on a condition that if I see that I can't sell this donkey, I'll give it back to you, like it's returnable. So you take a donkey, that's returnable. Now, Bahadi the Hodar Isnes, Chamro Chayve. While you're returning, as you took it, then you saw that you can't sell it, so you want to return it now to the original owner. So it says, if an Einus happens, then if an accident happens, you're Chayiv. Is Chayiv Rav Nachman Meshlumei? Rav Nachman said, even when he's returning it now, because he sees he doesn't want it, still he's Chayiv B'yonsin. On this, the Gemara says, why? Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked the Kasha back to Rav Nachman. We just learned before, not like that. That Nenso B'yalich Chayiv. When somebody took the present to give to his father-in-law, so on the way there, true, he has enjoyment, so if an accident happens, he's chayiv. But the chazara, once the father-in-law said no, he doesn't want it, so now the person is returning it, when you're returning it, it's not called you have enjoyment so much. So therefore, you're potter, you don't have to pay for an accident that happens. So here also, when this person took this donkey on assignment, that only if he could sell it, and now he sees that he can't sell it, so he wants to return it. When he wants to return it now, it should be like the Chazara, that it's not called he has enjoyment from it anymore. So therefore he should be potter from an oinus, from an accident. So why did Rav Nachman say still you have to pay for it? So Gemara says like this, Amalei, Rav Nachman answered back like this, Chazara de safsira hoilechasi. When it's in between men, this businessman, when he's returning the donkey, it's still considered like he's going to his father-in-law. Why? Like he wants to sell it. Let's say he'll find somebody that wants to buy it, even when he's returning it now to the original owner. And afilu ababa de beisa, even when he's mamish on the door, by the door stoop, he's mamish knocking at the door, like he's about to return this donkey to the owner and saying, listen, I have no luck today, I can't sell it, take it back from me. While he's about mamish to return it, if somebody comes over to him right then and said, listen, I want to buy this donkey, of course he would sell it. So therefore, the sasura, the middleman, the seller, calls the man, he didn't mamish return it to the original owner, it's always called like he has it, because maybe he's going to sell it. So therefore, it's always called like he has the complete enjoyment. This is also proof to Shmuel that when you buy something, even though you didn't pay for it yet, still you chayiv b'yonsin. It's called you're having all the enjoyment. Yeah. The Mishnah says, if somebody says, Kainaim Shaini Nenel Arelim, I'm making an Issa Neder that I won't have any enjoyment from a person that's an Oral. From I can't have enjoyment from people that's an Oral. But Oral Pasha means you don't have a Bris Mila. So the Mishnah says, Mutta V'Yarla Yisrael, you're allowed to have enjoyment from a Jew, even though he doesn't have a Bris Mila, even though he's an Oral. And V'Yasa B'Muli Yadikachavim, but to a guy, even though he had a bris milah on him, still you can't have enjoyment. Because the pshat for an arelim is a guy is called an arul, and a Jew is not called an arul. What about somebody says, she'eni nenelem lamulim, I won't have any enjoyment from people that have a bris milah. In such a case, is also b'yola Yisrael. He's not allowed to have enjoyment from a Jew, even if he doesn't have a bris milah. Ulmuta b'mulu yadikachavim, but he's allowed to have enjoyment from a guy, even though he has a bris milah. Why? Because Valashim ben Yodim is Shein Orla Kuruya Elo L'Shem Erdi Gechavim. Who is called an Orla? A guy. Whether he has a bris milah or not, a goyim are called a misa. An Orla means like his mis. It's not nice. It's disgusting. A guy is an Orla. Shenem and Apostle says in Yemio Kichol Ha Goyim Arelim V'Chol Beis Yisrael Arleleiv. Goyim are called Arelim, the disgusting. Mashenkin, a base Yisrael from a Jew, he's called Arleleif, he has the bris, he has like a meal already. For Yem, the Pasuk says, V'hoyah ha-plishti orel azeh. A plishti is called an orel. So you see, Goyim are called Arelim. So Yom, another pasuk says, "Pen tismachno benois plishtim, pen taloizna benois harelim." So you see, plishtim are called benois harelim; they're called harelim. Normal. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaya Weimer, Mu'usi hi orlo. The orlo, this orlo is a disgusting thing. Shen is gana bo rishoyim, but the pasuk says bad about rishoyim this way. Shenem, the pasuk says ki chol agoyim harelim. So it's going on the Rishoyim, or something goes on the type of people that are bad. So the Pasuk also, Megana, speaks bad about Rishoyim and calls them an oral. Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Gedoyla Mila, the mitzvah Mila is so great, Shenichrusu Oleha Shola Sheskri Brises. 13 times in the Torah it says about a bris, about bris Mila. That's how important it is. 13 times the Torah talks about the union of a bris Mila. Rashi Suran says, Shol Shesu Bris is Nichtavu B'Pashas Mila. In the Pashas of Mila says the word Bris 13 times. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Gedoyla Mila Shadoichas HaShabbos. Mila is so great that it's Doichas Shabbos. Chamura, even though usually Shabbos is so chama not to be Mechal Shabbos, but we know if the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, you're supposed to make the Bris Mila. So you see how great this mitzvah of Mila is. Rabbi Yishmael Ben Korcho Yoimer, Gedoyla Mila Gemila is so great, Shalai Nitla Loi Lamoisha at Sadik Oleo. Molei Shah, the Moisha was not saved from this mitzvah even for 1 second. But that was the Maisa that Rashi says, Elamiyad, Shenisratso, Bika Shamalak Lahorgoi. Just by Tipura there, the snake came like a swallowed up Moisha. Because Moisha Beinu was we'll see in the Gemara soon. He was Nisratso, he didn't give a bris mila to his son, and the first second that he was supposed to, and he didn't do it, right away, he almost got a punishment. He was almost killed because of that. So you see that even though Moshe was such a great big tzaddik, it didn't help him all his chusim to save him from this ksas avera that he didn't make the bris mila right away on his own son. So you see how great thing you to make a bris mila is. Rabbi Nechemya Weimer, Gedoyla mila mila so great, shedoiches anegoyim. Even though there's a nega mitzaras on the makam orla, and usually there's a law, you're not allowed to cut off a nega saras. But here, if it's on the mokum orla, you're allowed to make a bris mila. Even though by cutting off the orla, you're also cutting away the negoyim, still it's mutter. Rabbi Yoyim, the Rabbi says, Gedoyla mila, mila so great. Shekol ha-mitzvah isosh Avram Avinu la-nikra sholem. Even though Avram Avinu was mekayim all the mitzvahs, he was not called an Adam HaSholem. Ad Shemol, until he made a bris mila upon himself. Shenema, because then the pasuk says, His halech lefonai veheyeh samim. That after he made a bris mila, then he's called a tamim, then he's called complete. So you see, that's how great the bris mila, that completes the body. Davrach, another pshat is, that gedoyla mila, mila so great. Shilmolahi, if not for the minion of bris mila, loibora kodesh baruch hu salamai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have created this whole world. Shinem on the pasuk says, "Koyamar Hashem, Im loyverisi yoyimim v'layla chuka shemayim v'oras loyisomti." If I didn't create the bris of yoyimim v'layla, then what's the purpose of the chuka shemayim v'oras? See, the Mishnah dashes this that's going on the inyan of a bris mila. Even though the Gemara Zamol sometimes dashes this, even the Gemara later on Limud HaTorah that the regisa b'yoyimim v'layla, here we dash it goes on bris mila. Even though bris mila you can't make it laila, you can only make it b'yoyim. Here it says, Leverisi, Yom of Alayla. It's arrived from here that once you do have a bris mila, it's like the mitzvah is a continuous, it's called the continuous kiyum of the mitzvah, like Kozum on your life. So at night and at daytime, you always have a kiyum of the mitzvah's mila. Even though the actual Maisa mila, you can only do at daytime and not at nighttime, but once somebody has a bris mila, the rest of his life, he has a kiyum of that mitzvah. So that's called Brisi Yom of Alayla. And some say it's no stira that the inyan of a bris mila on a kid is to give kedusha into him to make him able to learn Torah. So it's really a high noach. In a lot of Gemara's mashra, bris mila has to do with limud haTorah. So from the same pasuk with dashin of limud haTorah, it also goes what's machsha, what makes the person's body able to learn Torah. That's the bris mila that he has. Gemara says Tanya, we have Yeshua ben Korcha Weimer. Gedoyla mila, mila is great. She calls the chuya she also Moshe Rabbeinu. even though all the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu did and all the schusim that he had, lo yamdu loy, it didn't help him at all, kishenes raso min amila, when he was like a little bit slow by doing the bris milah on his own son. Shenema, the pasuk says in Shemois, vayifkosheyu Hashem vayavakasham Yisrael, Hashem met up with Moshe Rabbeinu when he wanted to kill him. And Omar Rebbe said, why? Because he didn't make a bris milah on his own son yet. So Omar Rebbe said, Chas v'sholem Shemosh Rabbeinu nisrashel min amila. Chas v'sholem, he can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a little bit slow about doing the bris milah. Ela kachoma. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu thought himself. Emol v'yetzei, should I make a bris milah and then travel? Sakoni, it's a sakona to travel. Shenem Rapotah says, V'yibiyam ashvishi b'yesim koivim. He says, yes, you have a bris milah, but perhaps on the third day, it's very hard for you, it's very painful. So the bottom round says, "Falav lememra the biyom hashlishi koyev leitzvei miyoy mekama." It doesn't mean that the third day they had more pain than the first day. El lekach hemtino Shimon v'Levi. Why did Shimon v'Levi wait to kill out Shechem until the third day? Agyom hashlishi kdeishiyu chalushim biyoyser shenichavu gimu yomim. In order that after 3 days of pain, then they're much weaker. Vochi muka perke blazed demila. Now, call upon him, they're weak right away, the first day, second day, and third day, you're very weak. And like we'll soon see, Moshe Rabbeinu had a tzibu now to go back to Mitzrayim, so therefore he couldn't have made the bris milah then. So, Emol, should he make the milah of Yeshua, Shlosh Yomim? So Moshe thought, no, maybe I'll make the bris milah first, and then I'll wait 3 days and then travel. So he says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omoli, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me already, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim. That was the tzibu that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go back to Mitzrayim to take Klai Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So Melo Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have made the bris milah, because it was a sakana to do it and travel, and he had to travel. So the Gemara's Elam of Neimani Enosh Moshe. So if Moshe didn't do anything wrong by waiting with the bris milah, why did he get a punishment for them? What did he do wrong?